Thank you. All right, let's move on, please, to 919.
Request of Megan Harrington Wilson to address council regarding a resolution welcoming cleared Guantanamo detainees into Portland.
Megan, come on up, please. Good morning.
Thank you for having us today. My name is Megan Harrington Wilson. I'm a volunteer with the local Amnesty International chapter, Group 48. Amnesty International envisions a world in which every person enjoys all of the human rights enshrined in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. These rights apply to an Iranian imprisoned for speaking out at a student demonstration. They apply to a baby born in a North Korean labor camp, and they apply to the men at Guantanamo Bay detention facility in Cuba. Most Amnesty International campaigns involve other countries, but at Guantanamo, human rights abuses are being committed by our own government in the name of our safety. I want to have a voice when my government violates international human rights law. Congress is not a vehicle for this human rights voice. Congress is speaking from a place of fear and ignorance. So I hope to find a less fearful voice locally here in Portland. This is a local issue for two reasons. One, we have seen time and again that national movement often only happens after states and municipalities show leadership. So as active citizenry, we must apply pressure where there is possibility of movement, and sometimes that's at the local level. Second, the difficulty of transferring detainees to third-party countries is cited as one of the major reasons that the facility can't be closed. But why would we ask other countries to take these detainees if we won't take that responsibility ourselves? There must be a brave, informed, local voice welcoming these cleared-for-transfer detainees who have never been charged with a crime. National security agencies have unanimously approved these transfers. Portland should follow the lead of Berkeley, California, and the two cities in Massachusetts that have spoken with this voice. The Portland City Council made me proud with City Council Resolution 37172, passed in December, which expressed solidarity for Muslim, immigrant, and refugee communities. And I am proud to know that discussions are underway about the creation of a new Portlanders Policy Commission on par with the Human Rights Commission. To close, I just want to share a few words from a former detainee. Fahad Ghazi, a detainee from Yemen, finally released from Guantanamo earlier this year, once said, "I want to have the honor to speak out in my own voice and reach you directly, you who are thinking people. I want to say thank you for caring. You are willing to view me as a human being, and that is something so precious to me." So, to you thinking people, thank you for hearing us out today. Our proposed resolution is supported by Amnesty International USA, 9/11 Families for Peaceful Tomorrows, ACLU of Oregon, Americans United for Palestinian Human Rights, Portland Chapter, Oregon Physicians for Social Responsibility, Pacific Green Party, Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, Portland Chapter, Veterans for Peace, Local Chapter, and the Portland City Human Rights Commission. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you both. Okay.